Senate Bill 225, an act to revise certain provisions relating to insurance taxes, cash surrender values of insurance policies, and the payment of insurance benefits.
Senate Bill 225 has had its second reading. Is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll try to be brief on Senate Bill 225. I know the hour is late. I do have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Everest moves the Senate Bill 225 be amended as follows. On page 8, line after line 2 of the Senate Commerce Committee engrossed bill, insert.
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
I would waive the reading of the motion. I'm not sure everyone has a copy, and I would not be opposed to being read. It's actually a suicide clause that says that the amendments in the section 1 of the bill would be repealed on July 1, 2002.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Everest motion to amend.
I would make comments, but I think it's fairly self-explanatory.
Okay. The question before the Senate is the Everest motion to amend Senate Bill 225. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 225 as amended.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll reserve my rights or my comments to the bill as amended. Senate Bill 225 is really truly sort of an insurance bill. It deals with premiums and rates for insurance policies, and it deals with a new form of business relating to trusts. It's here because we're providing a tax threshold that would be important to certain people across the United States and including South Dakotans. What we're trying to do basically is attract those people to our state in terms of the investment opportunities. These people are really large investors. These are large premiums that we're talking about, and if you look at sections 1 and 2, you can see how large that can become. Oftentimes a bill has a lot of consumer protections in it when we deal with insurance. This one has less insurance or consumer protection because these are very sophisticated investors. There is a knowing waiver provision, however, by the policyholder, and that is prescribed by our own Department of Insurance. As I said, these are sophisticated policy holders. There is a one-year, what I call suicide clause on the bill that we just amended into it. And that's because we can get a better handle on what we're doing if we collect the data for a year and then come back and address whether we've set the right rates or not. So just to make sure that we remind ourselves to come back to this issue, we're placing that amendment on it. I urge your support. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 225 is amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangee,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson, Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator DeHuick, Senator DeHuick, Senator DeHuick. Senator Munson, Senator Munson, Madam President, ayes 29, nays 3, excused 3.
Senate Bill 225 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Senator Huttmacher, we think perhaps an introduction might be in order.
Thank you, Madam President. We have our granddaughter, Taysa. She come to help tonight and tomorrow. She's just 8 months old.
Well, welcome to Kate.